Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets. Praise the Lord, back. Got my co-host with me, Pastor Michael Teddy, excited. We haven't been together for a little bit, but we're always kind of communicating. And anything, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail, if you want to shout out, give us a shout out. Pastor Michael, how's India? How's the little baby Ethan? We haven't been on camera for a while, and so what's happening?
Things have been great here. A couple of things moving around. I recently changed jobs, so that's been kind of exciting, interesting. We had a lot more people starting to visit the church. We've had more people requesting for membership. So things have been, things have been going very well. So, we're glad, we're happy. We've got a lot more young people coming to the church. We conducted a marriage, and so we've got more people looking to get married. So yeah, I mean, a lot of things happening. So we're just grateful and thankful. And it's always a joy to do, these recordings with you as well. So.
Well, it's always good to have you. So I woke up this morning and, yesterday I was telling, Pastor Michael, we did theology throwdown and I'm going to get him on next time. So I was waking up this morning and I says, man, what am I going to talk to Pastor Michael about? And I says, man, I'm going to give him some questions. Let him answer some questions so I can kind of relax and listen and a little bit. But this was something I was thinking about. And I want to be honest here, usually we just go on and talk. We talked a little bit before we actually started broadcasting because I just didn't want to, kind of ask Pastor Michael questions and, without discussing something. But something I was thinking about this morning when I was thinking about this premise, and I figured Pastor Michael would agree that I would be able to ask him some questions. But one of the questions, and I just did a podcast and I was telling Pastor Michael, on the Uvalde, Texas shooting. Now, if people don't know, Pastor Michael is a pastor in India, and we are co-host here on Street Talk Theology. Obviously, it's easier for me. Sometimes I'll do solo because, time differences, and Pastor Michael is a pastor over there and he in India, and he's got a brand new baby, Ethan, and his wife, and he pastoring a church, and he's also got some other things going on, and he works. I mean, so when we do get together, I like to ask Pastor Michael his view on what he sees on American soil, living in India, because he keeps up with current events. So Pastor Michael, we had a tragedy here, the Uvalde shooting in Texas, where these many young children were killed by this gunman. It seemed like from his Facebook page was kind of a vigilante of sorts, or someone who was kind of planning these attacks. And so from a perspective from where you live in India, looking into American soil and hearing of these things, what would be your theological musings on what you see here in America, on what happened? And the second part of that question, do you have any of that, those type of shootings and things where you live in India? Are those fair questions, Pastor Michael?
Yes, they are more than fair questions. Something that I always, try to remind my brothers and sisters in the West is, whatever said and done, the whole world observes the West. Right? Whatever happens there is news here. Whatever happens there is something that eventually gets spoken here. All eyes are on the West. So when good things happen, it's a good model for us. When bad things happen, it's something that we ourselves are sorrowful for. And so even from here, our hearts go out to the families, especially. And you know, I've heard of these shootings happen before, but to be honest, it's an entirely different experience to hear about this on the news after you have a baby of your own. I just read it. I heard what happened. I put it up and I just sat there shocked, you know, thinking, wondering, you know, what would they be going through? And so it's a tragedy. And, you know, so I want to be careful when I do, you know, speak about this topic. And so first of all, that's what I would say. My prayers, our prayers, our hearts go out to those families. What happened was evil. What happened was sinful. What happened was wrong. And we must all remember that. And so having said that, no, this kind of issue does not really happen in India as much, or you know, anywhere near as much, simply because people don't own as many guns, right? I know it's a I've spoken to enough of my brothers in America to know that gun prohibition is a very sensitive topic. It divides.
Very sensitive. Second Amendment.
It's a very sensitive topic. And so in India, we can get a license to carry a gun, but it's not done so. You know, people don't, most homes you go into, they don't carry guns. No, nobody has guns here. You know, so that kind of access to weaponry does not exist. And so it's just not seen. It's not. So that kind of a violence where we have shooting in schools is, we never hear of something like that happen. But we have our own vice. We have our own problems. We have our own cultural issues. I think the amount of rape cases that happen in India are alarmingly high. And it's so alarmingly high that a lot of it doesn't even get reported. So there's a lot of other things that happen here, but not so much gun violence, and especially within a school and this kind of thing is. So when we hear about it, it's stunning. It's stunning in the sense it just shocks us. You know, it's how can this happen? So definitely a sad thing to happen. But I think, you know, just even thinking deeper about why do things like this happen? We live in a broken world. We live in a sinful world. We live in a world where the prince of the power of the air rules the sons of disobedience. We live in a world where evil exists. In fact, we live in a world where only the Christian can make sense of the evil that happens. Right? What happened is so bad, so evil. If you take an atheist and you ask him, why was it bad? Why was this evil that happened? He won't be able to tell you why. He'll be able to describe, the sorrow that he feels of from what happened, but he'll never be able to tell you why. But we are able to see evil for evil because we know good for good. And so God becomes the moral authority by which we are able to see that. And so we are able to weep properly. We are able to value the lives of those children properly. And we are able to see the loss properly. And so, but we live in a broken world. And we live in a world with evil. And that is why we as Christians are called to be the light of the earth, the salt of the earth, the salt of the world. We're supposed to be here as the beacons that that light up the alley, that light up the road. And our light is supposed to shine so bright that darkness has no place over it. And so what you are watching, everything that you watch in this regard is the effect of the lack of a Christian worldview. It is the effect of the lack of the gospel. And so what we do as Christians by taking the gospel to the ends of the earth is not simply adding church members. What we are doing is we're changing cultures. What we are doing is we are influencing nations. You know, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, and nations will come, and kingdoms will come. And why? They will come to the dawning of the light that shines within you. I think about Paul in the hall of Tyrannus. He's sitting in this hall and he's persuading men day and night about the word of God. And people are traveling from all ends of Asia Minor to hear him speak. Right? And why do they want to hear him speak? Because here is a man who's just shining light and people are coming out of darkness to want to hear that light. As tragic as what happened, we have hope. We have hope because Christ lives. We have hope because the gospel is the salvation, is the power of salvation for all who believe. And we as Christians carry the light, the hope, that beacon, that we are supposed to light across the world, you know, and we light the streets with this gospel. And that's what we try to do with Street Talk Theology and all that we do here.
Pastor Michael, another thing, another question right. on that, and you answered the one about, so you don't see a lot of this in India. So here's it. Now, obviously, evil's not going to have the last say in this world.
Right.
We know that. But here's a theological question, if I may. America, I want to be careful here, but America at large has really denounced the gospel. I mean, we live in a godless culture, LGBT community. I mean, you know, because the first question anybody asks, you know, how can God allow this? But at the end of the day, nobody recognizes God. I mean, I was reading, remember we started off with Psalm 10 is interesting. Right, Psalm 10 says, for the wicked boast of his soul's desire, and the greedy man curses and spurns Yahweh. The wicked in the haughtiness of his countenance do not seek him. All his thoughts, there's no God. So I wonder, according to Romans 1, and this is a theological question, I want to be careful here what I say, but can this be some type of temporal judgment on a country that has spurned the living God? I mean, is that a fair assessment or question or statement or something that you'd care to expound on?
It is, but in the sense of if we say that this is God's judgment upon the world, of a sinful nation, a godless nation, a nation going into these kind of sins. It would be right to say that, but people would immediately wonder, but what kind of God would punish a nation by killing the children? Letting a madman go into an elementary school and kill the children. And what we need to understand is that what we are saying is not that God one day puts a magic spell into the mind of that man and leads him into the school and causes him to shoot everybody.
No,
that's not what's happening.
No.
Right? So what we are trying to say is, so God's created a wonderful world, a beautiful world that mankind has constantly broken. We sinned and corrupted the world, and we continue to live in that sin and corruption. So everything in our natural human state is inclined towards corruption. Not only are we corrupt, but we are inclined towards corrupting the world. So even when we read in Romans 8 and we read about how all creation has been subject to futility because of the corruption of our sins, So in all these things, you know, in the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Now, people might argue and say, hey, but it's not like everybody who is an unbeliever says there is no God. What about people who say, you know, who believe in another religion? Or what about nominal Christianity? Or what about all of those kind of things? Well, I don't think that what the text is trying to tell us is that everybody is going to have the identical same statement of faith or statement of a lack of faith or a statement of atheism. But what the scriptures are trying to tell us is that the culture of the world and the culture of the flesh is hostile toward God.
Amen.
It is opposed to God. And because it is opposed to God, it doesn't matter if you verbally confess faith in God and then continue to live and walk down the broad road of destruction. Because when you do that, you are walking the culture of death. You are serving the culture of death. You're living in the culture of death. The culture that Christ brings is a culture of restoration. What Jesus brings in the gospel is a restoring work to bring all creation back. So we read in Romans 8 again that all creation are eagerly waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. Why? Because as Christians, as renewed believers, we are in the ministry of restoration. We are bringing things back by the power of the blood of Christ. We are restoring things back to the order of the Christian worldview, to the order of righteousness. And so everything that, so you rightly said that the Western world is collapsing. But like you said, evil will not have the last word. So when they burn the house down, to borrow the language of friends at Canon Plus, once they burn the house down, we're going to start rebuilding it. We're going to start building it back from the ashes. And so that's what culture does. That's what the world does. It corrupts, it destroys, it brings down, because that's the nature of their father, the devil, who seeks to destroy, who seeks to corrupt, who seeks to lie. He's the father of lies. So what you're watching the Western world do is they are following the prince of the power of the air. They are denying the God of creation. They're denying the living God, and they're living in sin. And they are reaping the benefits of that sin. They're reaping the benefits of a broken culture. They're reaping the benefits of corruption. And so when we see this kind of evil at display, we're seeing corruption. Now, again, I want to be careful here, but to be honest, here are five, you know, I mean, I don't know how many incidences I've heard of in the past, you know, couple of years of shootings and, you know, all sorts of these things happening. So here you've got in at display something that's incredibly evil. Okay, but here you have children who've died before your eyes. You've seen what's happened, and it's horrible. But what about the millions of children who die without being seen in the womb? Right?
Great point.
They would look at this as being evil, but there is a far greater atrocity that is happening before their eyes, and they have no problem with it.
Exactly.
Right? And it's really pick and choose. But if I put on the Christian worldview and I look at it as horrible as this is, it is also horrible to see the LGBTQ propaganda. It's horrible that we have a Pride Month. And we're doing this entire recording apparently in a month where sin is openly celebrated. All of it is evil, right? All of it is horrible.
You know, Pastor Michael, that's a great point. In fact, a little confirmation on the sermon I preached this week. But I did mention that the president, our president here, got up and called this an evil atrocity, which it was. We've spoken about that. But then again, this same president is for abortion, is for right. The okaying of killing babies in the womb. So right. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And so here, as a world leader, America is getting a mixed theological message, and you can't serve two masters. Is that okay? Now, we have about, I wanted to relax and just get fed this morning, and I am. So in about 5 minutes, obviously, is this not a call to repentance? Is this not a call for contemplation on, tomorrow is not promised to anybody, right? Pastor Michael, we're getting mixed messages. This yes is evil, without a doubt, but we know evil won't have the last say. But killing the baby in the womb, just as evil.
Right. It is. And if we're looking at scales, it's far more evil, because it's a greater sin simply because of the volume of babies that are dying. And I think it boils down to this: whether people like it or not, Christ rules the world. Whether people like it or not, this is God's world. I think it's Kuyper who said, I'm paraphrasing at this point, but there's no area upon this world upon which Christ will not say mine. Everything is his, right? Every arena, everything belongs to him. Every aspect of this world is under his authority. We have Jesus before he ascends saying that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus is king, whether people like it or not, right? And Jesus sets the rules. And so the point is, we live in his world. We live in his world, and the Christian worldview is the only worldview that can explain to us how we ought to live, what we ought to do, and how we ought to be a moral people, how we need to submit to him, how we need to submit to his rule. We look at the Bible to understand what is wrong and what is right. We call sin, sin, and we call righteousness, righteousness. And when you have a culture that reverses that, where they call sin righteousness in their standard, and they call righteousness sin, you're going to reap the benefits of corrupting his world. So God's given us really a life that can be lived in joy, in peace, in pleasure, in delight, in worship, in submission, in glory. And God's given to us all of this in his son, Jesus Christ. And so the world can reject all of that. The world can keep saying there is no God, but that doesn't cease God from being there, right? They can rebel against God, but they're never going to defeat him. And so as much as they do these things, they're going to reap the benefits the benefits of damnation. They're going to reap the benefits of destruction. They're going to reap the benefits of corruption. And all of it is evil. All of it is bad. And so they have no standing by which they are able to even call evil, evil. And so by acknowledging that, or promoting Planned Parenthood, and by promoting abortion, they have left themselves empty-handed, that they cannot really look at this and call it evil anymore.
Yeah, Pastor Michael, I'm not done with you, but I have to be done with you on this segment. I get to pick Pastor Michael's brain. Like I said, I am going to the Southern Baptist Convention this week, and that's a story for another day, and I'll have a report back and get with Pastor Michael on that when I get back. I am going to California this week, Lord willing. But one more segment, Pastor Mike, can you hang out with me for another half hour? And I got some more questions, and is that okay?
Pastor, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. I'm relaxing and just getting fed. Pastor Michael's a blessing to us here at Desert Sky. I know he's a blessing to you there in, can I say, podcast land? Is that
right?
Yeah, but anyway, this is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi, Pastor Michael Teddy with Street Talk Theology. We take theology and bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.